Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shabbos. Mishnah Vav continues with things that are permitted to wear, so to speak, out in Tirusha Sarabim, even though these are not things that are actually clothes. Yotza'ah, Besela Shal Hatzinis. A woman is permitted, or a man for that matter, is permitted to go out with a coin tied to the wound on the bottom of her foot. This was something that they would do to help the wound heal. It was considered modern medicine. And so they would put a silver coin bound to the bottom of the foot where there was a wound. The woman is permitted, or the man, is permitted to wear this out on Shabbos. We aren't worried that she'll remove it because it's for the benefit of her wound. And she wouldn't want to not get better. And so therefore, there's not an issue of taking it out. There could potentially have been an issue of mukta. So it is important that she place this and this be bound onto her foot before Shabbos, both because of the question of mukta. It has to be set aside for use on her foot before Shabbos and by actually tying it to her foot. And also because of refuah, we discussed before that we can't do things that are healing for minor ailments on Shabbos because of the gzeir refuah, because of shchikas samamanim, because of the grinding of the herbs that would make up the medicines, which is forbidden. It's an av malacha d'oraisa. The Mishnah continues, habanos yotzos bachutin. The girls are permitted to go out with strings through their ears. Basically, they would pierce the girls' ears at a relatively young age, but they wouldn't get earrings until they were quite a bit older because earrings were expensive. And so they would, after piercing the ear, they would put a colorful thread through the ear. And that is permitted. They can wear those because they are for the purpose of keeping the holes open. Va'afilu b'kismin she'bazneihem, and they can even have little splinters of wood put through. That's a bigger chiddush than the strings, because the strings are at least attractive. The little splinters are very functional, but they're not at all decorative. And nevertheless, they're still permitted because their purpose is to keep the hole open, and that is allowed. Aravios, Jewish women living in Arabian lands, yotzos reulos, they are permitted to go out with full veils. In an Arabian land, that is a regular clothes. And even though in other places that might be, one might think that those are unnecessary clothes, that's, and as we've said before, if it's overkill, then that's not considered legitimate, but the veil is not really overkill because in some countries, in particular in the Arabian countries, they are worn pretty regularly, and so it's standard clothing, and therefore Arabian women are permitted to go out, and as we will see in a moment, not just Arabian women, are permitted to wear these veils out. Furthermore, umadayos, women from Medea, which is the nation of Madai, which is basically in northwest Iran, are allowed to go out perufos. They are permitted to fasten their robes using the method of perifa. Perifa basically involves putting a round object, a round three-dimensional object, on the inside of the robe near one shoulder, and putting it in the robe so that it basically forms a bulge in the fabric of the robe, and then we take the strap that is attached to the other shoulder and fasten it around the bulge, fasten it around the object that is within the robe, and that holds the robe closed. So our mission is telling us that that is permitted, and we are not concerned that the object is being carried, because the object within the robe is incorporated into the robe, and therefore there's not an issue of carrying with that object. It's a legitimate way of fastening the robe. And the Mishnah concludes by telling us, listen, it's not just the Arabians and the Medeans. V'chol adam, this is true really for any woman. This is the Mishnah gives us the most common case. And the most common case is that women who wanted to wear a veil on Shabbos would be doing so because they live in an Arabian country. But the truth is that you don't have to be living in an Arabian country. It is a legitimate clothing object. And therefore, any woman who wishes to dress in such a manner is permitted to on Shabbos because it's normal clothes, even if it's not necessarily normal within her particular social environment. The same thing is true for this parifa. Parifa is permitted for all women. Any woman who wishes to dress in that fashion, it's perfectly legitimate. That is an acceptable form of dress, and the use of the stone or other object is permitted on Shabbos.